Back in 1994, I climbed Mount Rainier, which is located in the Cascade Range in the state of Washington. Rainier is not the tallest mountain in the lower 48, it's number 4, but at 14,411 feet and blanketed by a volatile glacier, it is a very challenging climb. I was in good shape in those days. Before I started training for 6 months hard, and the climb still kicked my rear end. And that was 26 years ago. I was joined on the climb by my two best friends, and the experience was one of the highlights of my life to that point. On the way up, our subgroup of about 7 people, we were roped together for safety, ice axes in hand. Started talking about spiritual matters, which isn't surprising given the extremely challenging environment and the awe-inspiring view. One of my friends let it slip that I was an ordained minister. I was pretty angry at him about that. Because it always, people stop swearing and, you know. And one guy in the group, a marathon runner from Brooklyn, started calling me Padre. I just love it when people call me Padre. Anyway, Padre, he said, forgive me, but I'm sure you're getting an idea of what this guy was like. Padre, forgive me, but this is my church. I don't have time for sitting indoors on a Sunday morning. I smiled and thought to myself, okay, I get it. I find deep spiritual nurture and inspiration and God when I'm outdoors too, especially when I'm walking and climbing. My question is, do we need to choose one or the other, the mountains or the church? Why not both? And why not more than both? Wouldn't it be great to explore the limitless ways that we might encounter God everywhere and every day? I believe so. The first time that I can remember really feeling way down deep the presence of God was when I was about 6 years old. My grandfather had just died, and I was in a sensitive place. And I was with my parents and my family on a camping trip in New Hampshire along the Kankamagus Highway. We were a church-going family, but instead of leaving the woods on that particular Sunday morning to look for a church service, we decided to create our own on the banks of the Swift River. Some of you might have been there and know how beautiful and peaceful it is. My parents assigned each one of us a part in the service, and I was given the job of offering the prayer. I did my 6-year-old best. And I'll never forget it. It was a formative moment for me. The times I felt closest to God in the years since then were when my sons were being born. I mean, actually being born. I knew it was going to be an emotional experience, but I didn't realize that it would be such a spiritual one as well. For you, maybe it was the moment when the child you adopted was placed in your arms for the very first time. When I've asked others, when have you felt the presence of God most profoundly, I've gotten so many different wonderful answers. Some have said, to be honest, I've never felt it. Some have said it was when they were struggling through recovery from addiction or mental illness and were truly open to something larger than themselves for the very first time. Others have said it was when they were with the one they loved the most, or when they had lost a loved one, especially a husband or a wife or a child, and needed solace. Others have said it was when they lost their job or their marriage, and they needed guidance and reassurance. Some have said it was when they were reading scripture, yes, reading the Bible. There was something about the words that got to them, that got into them, and transform them. Some have said it was when they were singing in a choir or playing an instrument in an ensemble. Some have said it was when they were simply listening to music. The artists mentioned most, at least in my experience, have been Mozart, Handel, Coltrane, Billie Holiday, Dylan, John Denver, Mary Travers, and Jewel. There are certain voices, you know, certain voices that get to us and open our hearts to God. What kinds of music open your heart to God? In my time of service as an ordained minister, my parishioners have told me that they have felt the presence of the Spirit most deeply when in worship. And that's why you're here today, I know. That's why I'm here. Or in the company of other church members, even when it's just a social setting. And even more so while serving others together. When we lose someone we love, often God can seem so very distant, maybe even unrecognizable, absent. Why? Why him? Why her? And we become angry with God for good reason. Why indeed? But as we move through grief, as we move through the darkness of the valley and begin to see the faint glimmer of light in the distance, we also feel the presence of a wise and healing spirit. Maybe nothing definable yet, but something. When have you felt the presence of God most clearly and powerfully, or even subtly and softly? Was it at summer camp when your counselor took you and your cabin mates out to the dock late at night and you lay down and looked up at the stars and you thought, wow, there really is something more than just me and us? Was it when you were serving food to a hungry man at a soup kitchen or sitting with a single mom and her kids in Appalachia or restocking a food pantry? Sometimes we feel the presence of God when singing a hymn at a regular old church service, just like this morning, or while attending a confirmation retreat on Cape Cod, or in other beautiful places in our country, like a million young people have for generations. Moses found God on a mountain, just like my climbing partner from Brooklyn. God was there for Moses in fire and in smoke, and God gave Moses his marching orders. I personally wouldn't have wanted those particular marching orders. 10 commandments, 40 years in the desert, never getting to enjoy the promised land. But sometimes we don't have a choice. We hear our calling and we know we must follow. Jesus found God in his childhood in Nazareth. It was out in the middle of nowhere, a dusty place, nothing going on. Somehow Jesus found God there. And Jesus found God in the temple in Jerusalem and in the people that he met with and spoke with and healed. And he met God on a mountain too, with his best friends, in a moment that we call the Transfiguration, that moment when Jesus' face shone like the sun. There's something about mountains. In case you're not feeling up to a climb, actual mountains are not required for an encounter with God. The native people of our land believe that the divine did dwell in high places. Mount Washington, Mount Katahdin, Denali, all sacred peaks to the people who have been here long before Europeans arrived. But even if we can't get to the top of those peaks, most of us won't, we can get to high places in many other ways. When we connect with someone else in a way we never thought was possible, emotionally or intellectually, in prayer. When we reconnect with someone with whom we've been long estranged, and that happens in this life. It's like summiting a mountain. I got a phone call from an old friend the other day. someone I thought I'd never hear from again. What a blessing it was. All the pain washed away. It was healing, and there was laughter. And God was there, reestablishing our bond, rebuilding our friendship. We were both at sea level, he in Connecticut and me here, I here in Hingham. But both of us were on a mountaintop for a moment, mountaintop of hope and reconciliation. Where and in what situations have you encountered God, and where do you want to encounter God? Was it when you were young, or just last week, or is it next week for you? Was it when you were in nature or watching a movie or making love or listening to your child say something surprising and profound or right here in these wooden pews? Was it when you looked with compassion into the eyes of a person in pain? Or was it when you were in pain and someone looked at you with the eyes of compassion or sent you a card or gave you a hug or just a smile? Or just a few minutes of listening. My deepest hope, my prayer for all of us, is that we will look and listen for God in every situation in our lives, in every place, in every set of eyes we encounter, and be blessed beyond measure. Amen.